USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There seems to be no end in sight to the rising gas prices. A new AAA survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The least expensive place to fill up is Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $4.03 a gallon. This driver telling ABC 15 News in Phoenix, Arizona, enough is enough.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It just keeps going up.
El Paso, Texas is preparing for a public health rule to go away. City officials are taking action as a policy known as Title 42 is set to end Monday. Since 2020, it has been used more than 1.8 million times to deny illegal immigrants a chance to seek asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. A judge is set to rule on Title 42 today. USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden spent part of his Friday in South Korea, the first leg of his Asian tour that aims to build economic ties and counter Chinese influence.
So much of the future of the world is going to be written here in the Indo-Pacific over the next several decades. We're standing at an inflection point in history where the decisions we make today will have far-reaching impacts on the world we leave to our children tomorrow.
President Biden also meeting with the president of South Korea. The CDC is keeping their eye on another virus.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. It's related to smallpox. Monkeypox has two main types: the West African, which has a fatality rate of about 1%, and the Congo Basin, with a fatality rate of around 10%. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The Biden administration is sending baby formula down to facilities holding illegal immigrants detained at the border amid a shortage of baby formula on store shelves in the United States. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge is no fan of sending formula down to the border when mothers in her state are struggling to find it on store shelves.
They're sending baby formula down to the southern border for illegal immigrants coming into the country when we have people right here in Arkansas, mothers who are struggling, who are going to the store at all hours of the night trying to find baby formula to feed their own children.
The commander of the volunteer militia at the center of Ukraine's fight against Russia in Mariupol is ordering his fighters to stop defending the southeastern port city. The Azov Regiment commander saying the top military leadership had issued an order to preserve the garrison soldiers' life and health and stop defending the city. There are thought to be several hundred fighters still inside the sprawling steelworks, which has been the last Ukrainian holdout in the otherwise Russian-occupied Mariupol. The Boston Celtics and Miami Heat are all square in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics winning in Miami Thursday night by 25 points. Out west, the Dallas Mavericks will look to even their Western Conference Final Series tonight against the Golden State Warriors. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.